It's on.
Because I don't have that in here, what I have done. I did it somewhere else. The only revenue lines, 780 again, that we're looking at, our sales tax?
780, 84.
027. Interest income? Sewer miscellaneous, if there is such a thing. Did we create a line? Oh, we got the biosolids grant up here, right?
Yes, yes, okay.
Okay. Biosolids grant. What is this? Did we get? I'm going to look at the wrong thing. So that's going to be like $3 million. And we settled on 6.5 for the sales tax, right? What did we put in as interest income, right?
$300,000.
Should it be more than that, maybe?
It's a good question. It depends on how and when you pass through, what you pass through for them, probably.
Well, the revenues are going to be revenues regardless, right? Oh, you're saying our revenues earned will be less if we pass a bunch of money through to the sewer district. I got you.
This will be that one alone then.
$300, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then $100 for SRF funds, interest?
Yeah.
So I have 98,100, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Now on Joel, get a copy of what John sent out, the latest thing, while we're talking about Ron.
Yes.
No.
He sent it to us. Oh, where is it? Nope, you wouldn't have. Yesterday at 4:18, and didn't carbon you. I'm going to forward that to you. I don't know how accurate it will be, but we haven't discussed it.
Well, it's something like $13 million. I don't know if that's
yet. I have it right here. I just sent it to you, Rick.
Send it to Rick Finley at Yahoo, because I am not on the county website right now.
Jim, what time did he send that to you? Because I didn't.
4:00.
He didn't get it to me either.
Well, you're on the email. You may not have seen it yet.
I got that yesterday. I printed it out.
Yeah,
bring
this in
here. We agree on the revenues.
Well, yeah, well we're going to work with John.
Yeah, in all reality, this is going to have to. Well, I'll have to send you this file, Rick, because this is what we're going to talk to Ron and John about.
And so, that sounds great.
So, I guess, what else can we talk to Rick about other than sewer?
Okay. I talked to Rick briefly this morning about the buyout. And the buyout, potentially,
please,
should be positioned somewhere around $3 million. If, in fact, it's going to have to come through. The county physically has to write the checks, is what I understand, in order to buy the property for it to go into the county's name.
Okay.
If we have to write the checks, personally, although this doesn't have much to do with the budget, but personally, I like to have the money in hand.
It won't happen that way.
Number two, if we're going to set this up, I would prefer to set it up in a brand new, numbered fund, because the monies are going to be coming in from a couple of sources potentially. Federal government and the state government. Perhaps even landowners. Then, the expenditures will be for the buyout, potentially for appraisals, which is figured as part of this expense, and or a couple of other minor items. So it's money that's coming in and going out, all based upon my belief as to what we're going to get.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, we're not fronting any money. This is all done at closing. We're not fronting any money, because that's what SEMA specifically said. There'll be money exchanged, but we'll have a check at the same time we write a check. So it'll just be a wash.
Yes.
Okay, but
we're counting us to write the check.
Correct. But I mean, there's still going to be an inflow and a revenue and an expense that'll offset, with the exception of what you're talking about, the appraisals, any other of this minor stuff that we'll have to do to facilitate this.
There'll be a pretty good expense on hazardous material, on the disposal of hazardous material.
I think that's part of the federal money and the CDBG money is.
I think everything is supposed to be covered in this
except account. For administrative and appraisals.
That's included in
the appraisals are included
in the 25%, as I understand it.
Usually that's put in the closing. You're going to close it.
And we already paid for Mickey Davis, and we're going to get reimbursed for that.
Well, supposed to.
Okay.
Everything is supposed to be included in, as I understand it. Did I give you a copy? I did, didn't I?
Yeah,
I
was just going to share it.
When you add the 743,460 to 2,212,164, you come up with 2,955,624. So 3 million. So in essence, we could put 3 million into the budget as revenue.
Before you go further, yeah. Is it your understanding that at closing, we'll write that check that FEMA is going to, federal government's going to reimburse, and the private funds are going to be there? The private funds are not going through the county also, are they?
Yes.
So then is the total 4.5 million you're saying?
No. Total is 2.9.
Okay. Give me your math again on that.
Okay. Add the CDBG funds requested.
Okay.
That's for the 25%.
Okay.
And other expenses that are included within.
Other state federal funds is 2.2.
Right. That's FEMA.
That's the 75%.
Yes.
Okay.
So you add those two together. And you come up with 2.9. The private funds is flood insurance money that the homeowners have already got.
Yeah, but that has to be brought to the closing. That's the 25%.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's the insurance money that they got paid. The CDBG funds requested up here is to cover the 25%. If we don't get the CDBG grant, the property owner has to come up with that.
Through his flood insurance.
Okay, so the private funds was just there to let us know.
It's just
the insurance came out.
Right.
And paid out $1.5 million in insurance money.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So the total project is 2.9. I think what you're saying now.
Well, the total project, yes, that we're involved in
is 2.
There was more that has been subtracted out because of what's already been paid.
Correct.
Through insurance. It would have been $4.5 million.
Okay.
Excuse me. Now, I met with Axley on this and asked him several questions to get to that point, and that's my understanding, and that's his understanding. And I had still had a couple of questions of that, one being what you addressed at closing time, because I said, I really don't want to put the county in the position of putting $3 million up front and then waiting for 2 years to get our money back.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. And that Stephen told us it was at closing. We get checks, there'd be money exchange hands.
Point is, though, we need to budget it. And I believe that it's simplest for us to keep it separated from GCR. It's a flood buyout, specific revenues are coming into it, specific expenditures are coming out of it. I don't want to utilize GCR dollars other than what we've already committed to the appraiser, and we're supposed to get reimbursed.
I mean, this is one of those deals that will completely inflate our GCR revenue stream if we put it within GCR. So you're saying a separate, basically a separate tab, just, separate fund?
Right. And Rick can track that. Is there a problem with that, Rick, or does that work?
If we do it that way, we did it. We're going to talk about it some more.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good with it.
Is it all right to use the rounded up figure of 3 million in case there is something else?
Because all we're doing is, yes.
So I think, I mean, we can set that up just as one revenue and one expenditure, but I think it'd be good to
break it down.
You
have this document, Rick?
I do.
Okay, so you can put a couple line items in there. Right.
And then for expenses, if we need 3 or 4 items, Ashley.
Are the line items going to be FEMA and SEMA?
It'll be state and federal funds is one line item. The other one is CDBG funds requested / homeowner contribution.
Okay. There you go.
And then that way, that's our revenue.
But we're going to put that in, and then you're going to give him a copy of whatever it is we write up. You want to do it that way?
He can create it real fast.
You want to then make it if I'll do it. I'm not going to do it until we can do it right now, yes.
I mean, all we're doing is
let's do it and it'll be done.
Okay.
Want to call it flood recovery buyout?
2011 flood recovery buyout?
Sounds good.
You want to call it 2011? I'm just going to call it
flood recovery buyout.
Recovery buyout.
Okay.
Because it's going to overlap some years. I think that 2011 might make it confusing.
Well, his question was, or Jim was, that's when the flood was.
Yeah, I don't have to create a tab this year for 2012 flood buyout. Mm-hmm. They were here monthly.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Sounds like we could have created one for 2008 flood.
And let's see, where do you want to put that?
Don't want to put it in GCR.
No, I'm looking. We want to just build another tab, another fund. And let's do 650.
While he's doing this, do you have a copy of the intergovernmental agreement we just recently signed with the sewer department? Do you have that handy? I'm looking for a couple pieces of terminology, and I cannot find it. If not, I don't have it. I'm going to go to Jillian and get it out of the file. She'll have a copy because it's...
I don't have it here.
Okay, let me go get a copy because I want to have it for the 11 o'clock.
No, I'll make sure.
Jim, we had it downstairs when we did the head search inventory and vehicle inventory. Or I did anyway.
Read that email from. This came in. Pretty vocal couple of things, I'll tell you. Oh, here's Ashley, flood buyout budgeting. What do we got here?
Excuse me.
Okay, you got the questions? We're all but one pretty good there. Danny, this will
give me the different revenue lines you want to have there. FEMA money or CEMA money or what?
We're going to have state slash federal funds.
Okay, and we're expecting how much?
$2,212,164.
Okay, next one.
Then we're going to have CDBG / homeowner funds, $743,460.
Okay.
That's it. Right. Should total $2,955,624.
I get $744. Yeah, a couple of numbers wrong.
Yes.
$2,212,264.
$2,212,164.
Okay. Now you're right.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have...
how many expenditure lines do I need to build?
Probably a half dozen. It's going to be property owners, appraisals, title and closing, asbestos inspections. Or we can put all those under miscellaneous if you want. The appraisal, title, closing, asbestos, demolition. Those are the only ones I can think of. Right? Well, here. It's right here. Appraisal, title, closing, asbestos, demolition. That's it. Let me see if you sent this to you, Danny.
Mm-hmm. Appraisals?
Actually.
Read those again, please.
There was, we're going to do appraisals, title and closing.
Yeah.
Asbestos inspection, demolition. All those are at any other miscellaneous expenses.
So those three you group together as miscellaneous expenses?
Sure, that's fine. The big one that we want to separate out is homeowners.
Is that going to be an expense?
We're going to write the check to them, is that correct?
No, or
we're,
is, like, we're not ever... check to the title company.
There'll be no the homeowner expense. No revenue
when
or
we
expense.
Get the money, how does it get... When we purchase the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When we purchase the property,
you write the check.
The money we write is coming from FEMA because FEMA doesn't want
to. Who do we write the check to?
It'll be to the title company.
And then they're going to disperse it to the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's trying to figure out what expense lines to.
Right. We'll buy it right to the title company as our part of closing.
I believe that's the way it will be.
Okay.
Because we're ultimately buying it. And the title company will probably write the check to the individual. That's how it always works at closing.
Here were Bob's questions of Mickey right here. As you know, the Tenney County Commission is in the process of finalizing the 2012 county budget. Yesterday in a meeting with the County Commission announcement, I informed them Tenney County would need the budget for an estimated $743 and $2,000,002 and requested hazard mitigation grant program funds for a total amount of $2.955 toward the voluntary residential blood buyout. Presiding Commissioner Hausman requests that I send you an email confirming these funds, both the CDBG and HMPGP, will be received by Tenney County and then distributed to the appropriate entities, including the appraiser, homeowners, contractors, etc. It's my understanding that as the county proceeds through this process, there will have to be a request for funds for each expense, cost of appraisal, title, closing, asbestos inspection, demolition, etc. Will these funds then be paid directly to Tenney County, distributed by the county to the appraiser, homeowner, contractor, etc.? As you know, the Missouri Department of Economic Development has indicated that a lesser amount than 25% requested may actually be funded. If Taney County does receive, he asks if we need to review the budget. That's not, I didn't ask that question myself. Taney County Commission has made it clear that Taney County will not be providing county funds as a portion of the required 25% non-federal match. Houseman has requested a written response to these questions today. Time is of the essence, and the county will finalize the budget on January 9th. Thank you again for your continued time, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So he fairly, I think, sent it to him. He sent the same thing to Sheila.
And you look.
Is she with SEMA?
Give me some numbers.
Sheila, yes, Sheila. That's, yeah.
Give me some numbers for the expense lines.
I don't know what they will be as a breakout, Rick.
But we know it's going to zero out, so let's just say appraisals. 5,624.
Whatever you put in. All of it's just budget conjecture.
Closing is going to be the biggest majority. I'm going to put 3,000 down in the highway, or in the miscellaneous, and put the rest of it in.
Please call Sally.
Okay. That's that.
Let's get that other item settled.
Which one? Yes.
Finish with that. The how we're going to set up the $1.6 million. Are you going to wait for a phone call from an individual that's set those bond payments up? How you want to put that in there? What, we're going to separate it out?
Oh, down here?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We got a little tracked in here. We were finished with that part of it, wasn't we?
Yeah. We've got, currently, it's all been put back into general county revenue. Under the theory that we won't have any money in there to pay it if we don't have it in general county revenue. If it's in the general county revenue fund along with a lot of other items for expenditure and revenues, then there's money for it to be paid. If we have the fund set up outside, which legally I think we're supposed to, but if we have the fund set up outside, then there may not be monies to make. I would get the first payment. It's done quarterly.
Mm-hmm. Either March or April.
What if we contemplate a loan? I mean, we could at any time this comes in, we could transfer funds from general county revenue to a fund. And then we can transfer it back when the funds are there. We could do that fund. However, what would you all think about the county loaning a separate fund X amount of dollars for a period of years at whatever interest that the county's earning? So there are always monies there. In other words, set aside $2 million of monies that we have in carryover currently, maybe $2 million of the fund balance that we have into that fund. Have that fund on a monthly basis pay the county whatever interest that earned for the money that's sitting in there. Until we've reached a point where we never have to worry about whether or not there's monies in the fund, and then transfer the dollars back to the general county revenue. I can't imagine that's something that's typically done every day in county government, but
I don't have a problem with it, Ron, but I don't think that you're going to have a problem if you leave it like we have it either.
The problem that we have, Rick, is that it's a general county revenue. Mm-hmm. And it's a separate sales tax. That's a...
Well, I mean, how does any other fund get started? That's are they basically every, you're talking about every tax, senior tax, every tax there is that has expenditures? If they
don't spend money unless they got it.
Well,
unless they borrow, do a some type
bond
of
bond or
issue.
Something. And the payment on that bond is quarterly. It's what you said.
Twice a year, the first one's due.
Semiannual.
But it's paid. The first quarter is due. Danny, I looked at the other day, and I don't remember if it's March or April. And that's the big one.
When you say the big one, so it's not equal payment?
No, no.
I mean, we can leave it just like it is. I just.
Well, what I may want to do, Rick, this is a question I've got, we've kind of molded around a little bit, is the county commission loaned put $9 million down on the construction of that building. Mm-hmm. Is there any way to recoup that $9 million we put in through that sales tax? How is the sales tax written? How is the bond written?
Well,
so we can get that $9 million back as...
If you move this out of general county revenue, I don't know whether it is or not, because it's a law enforcement tax, and to say that they're able to pay for the building now might be a challenge.
No, what he's talking about is DCR's already put money in there.
Yeah,
and there is a sales tax. If the sales tax, in fact, stays in place, can it be utilized to reimburse?
And the reason I said that, Ron and Rick, is that...
But then we can turn around and spend it on law enforcement.
Well, I guess my question is, if I can get that answer done... Because that may shape the way we either create this.
I don't know if we can get one done for now.
We can't.
Monday.
The auditor that was in our office before saw no problem with it being in general county revenue. And you know, we may have one this year that sees it as a problem. If they do, what they're going to tell us to change it, and then we can change it.
Can I interrupt one second? Is it possible that we call Mr. Suti and delay him a little bit? So that I can talk about some budget stuff before he's leaving.
I'm leaving at 11 o'clock.
What time do you want to suit tea at 1:30?
Yeah, can we do it 1:30? I'll do it real fast if that's all right. Because I got
two or
I got 5 o'clock, and I've got to make sure we share part of this intergovernmental agreement that I've got concerns before we
meet with John.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, we've got Linda at 1:00.
Right.
Well, we can leave it
where it is. Hey, Jim, John's outside the door out here.
Is it all right? See?
Tell him he needs to stand still. On the lens, compliment. I would use her full name, but she gives me that look. I went somewhere, Lynn, not long ago. With people I knew years ago, church I used to go to for a long time. And to the person, Ronnie, how are you? I've been called Ronnie a long time. Thanks, John.
2:00. Bishop was playing the P&Z packets that he was supposed to do.
If you get questions from me, I need to go. I've got a meeting.
I know. My biggest thing is
just a second.
The judicial. I don't want to. What did we decide on that?
We decided that we were going to treat them the same.
Okay.
We're employee only. So in the circuit clerk's office.
No. The law enforcement, the subject we were just talking about.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's really the biggest change. That Rick would have to do. Everything else is going to be small nickel and dime stuff that I can send him updates.
I think that if we leave it like it is, we can change it any time during the year that we want. We can pull it out and create a new line if we want to do that. I really want to pursue, in fact, whether or not the county can recoup what the county put in.
Sure.
Because otherwise the sales tax runs out and the money, the funds are not there.
We've got a little bit
of very simple. And if we can, then we can utilize those very funds to operate the sheriff's department.
Exactly.
For a period of years. And I mean, that would be huge, go a long way to help in law enforcement.
So you're thinking we want to have some reason to extend the law enforcement tax as well here.
I just wonder what that. I want to know how the.
That's one way of putting
it. I wonder
how to recoup what the county put in.
That's all I want.
Law, that the tax would have covered because the voters paid for it. I mean, voted for it.
I just know what the language says and what the ballot language and the bonds and all that stuff. I just want to talk to Jack and then we'll look at the ballot language, but we don't have time between now and Monday, so.
Yeah, I gave you the ballot language.
Right, but I haven't done anything with it except seeing the ballot language. It says law enforcement tax versus.
Which I'm going through my
questions here real quick. That's what I was
looking at. Let's see, guys. Think.
I don't have anything significant.
Well, from where I left you guys last time and the understanding that I had about what you guys were, I was understood that you. Basically, the sewer department, and I think Ron and I visited with it enough that I'm going to be pretty easily filling out what you give me there.
This is not part of what we're going to display within the budget, right, senior citizens?
It's a budget that you guys control, yes.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. We approve the expenditures of that budget. Sales tax. We
hold that money.
Obviously, it's not general county revenue. It's another.
Correct. It's just like sewer. Uh-huh. Separate fund that we have to approve their budget, which we did verbally in front of them.
But we don't have to send them a penny. So
correct.
All we have to show is that we're, by agreement, we put them in the budget. Yes.
Okay. Right. Yes, it's our money. That's what they gave us.
My understanding of that, and what I got from different lawyers that I visited, was as they put that ballot language on there, it would be county funds, so the counties have to go through all the same things that everything else did, and I felt like everyone agreed to that. I have had some opinions that no, they should hold their own money, and that's a possibility.
I might be one of those. I don't know.
Well, from what I read,
we really need to find out.
From what I read, I didn't have any other opinion. Okay. But I'm confident that you can read different things.
This has been set up in the budget. We did the buyout, so that's
right.
Done. It's a new fund.
Got it.
We are going to work with Mr. Suti, and then we're going to get that information to Rick.
Okay.
There are only two or three other items that I can even think of within the budget. But what we need to do, Rick. I started to say is go through it with you line by line, but you're going to put it.
Would you email me that right now and we'll stop? I just want to email that to me, and if I find any discrepancies, just email me what you've got, the most current updated one, and I'll shut down mine. And then I want to go back to the executive based off of contracts to talk about concerns regarding contracts.
Well, I've got to, oh gosh, well, we don't have. Linda's at one, right?
Linda's at one. We've got time between now and one, which gives us plenty of prep time. I want to talk with you guys about some concerns I've got contract wise. And then.
You got one of those, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you got one. He's got one.
He's all got one.
You got one.
She took mine.
She did?
Look just like this one, anyway, the one she took.
I knew she made a copy and took the original, didn't she?
She did.
No. All right. We got the figures from Ron. That's what he brought in a while ago regarding the COPS grant. I might as well just hand this to you, Rick, so that you can do this.
No, I'm going to do it now. He emails me. I'm going to take every change from
there's
this point.
There's going to be a change.
And then I'm going to pass it right back to him. I haven't seen it yet.
Guys, should we go into exec then? Yeah,
there it is. Thank you. Well, motion go back into executive pursuant 610.021.123.12.
Second.
Motion's been made second to go into executive session. Pursuant to 610.021 subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed say aye.